This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by writer and teacher Jean Harper. Jean is the author of Rose City, a memoir of work, and Still Life with Horses. Her work has appeared in the Florida Review and the North America Review, among others. Originally from New England, Jean now lives in Indiana, where she's an English professor at Indiana University East in Richmond. Welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Still Life with Horses.
Still Life with Horses is about basically my relationship with a horse, my horse Buddy, who I had for several years, and how he taught me many things and helped me kind of grow as a human being. So that's the main story for me. And then the rest of it is stories about the progression of a marriage and also a young girl that I mentored who was also interested in horses, too.
So tell us a little bit about Buddy.
Oh, sure. Buddy was an ex-racehorse. He was an appendix quarter horse, which means he's half thoroughbred, half quarter horse. And he was gentle. He was funny. He was athletic. He was fearless. I remember going on a trail ride with him once, and we rounded a corner in a forest, and there was weirdly this open blue umbrella in the trail. I thought, oh no, this is it. He's going to freak. And he just walked up to it and kind of nosed it, and then we moved on. And that's just so unusual for a horse. He was really fantastic.
I love some of the passages in the book that describe the way that you felt whenever you were with Buddy and taking care of him, grooming him. You talk about time sort of opening up in those moments of being with Buddy. I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about what Buddy brought out in you.
It's pretty much what any horse that you spend some time with can bring out in you, is that horses are very attuned to body language and also emotions in ways that go beyond human understanding. So when you're with a horse, you have to be really present. If you get distracted, the horse picks up on it. And so when I was with Buddy, whether I was riding him or grooming him or, you know, just even just hand grazing him, I had to just be fully present and not be thinking about other things or distracted or planning my day. And so I think that that ability to be really present is what open time up so much for me, because as human beings, we're so distracted, right? We look at our phones, we're texting people, we're thinking about other stuff. But when you're with a horse, if you really want to be with the horse, you have to be completely there. And I think that that's how time really opened up when I was with him.
It seems like you found that experience of being with Buddy almost addictive in a way, and you sort of had a sense of what that would be like. I mean, you talk about you didn't come to horses. You were interested in them as a girl, but you didn't come to them until really at this period of your adult life. And you talk about sort of looking at horses online, virtual dating, you call it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. At the time, I think I was 40, late 30s, maybe. And I hadn't really ridden except when I was a little kid. And I was mentoring a young girl who got interested in horses. So her interest kind of got me interested, and both of us, she was looking for a horse. And so then I started looking for a horse, and I would go take her to lessons. And it just is really seductive. Horses are so interesting and huge, but also gentle at the same time, that it became the center of my life. It doesn't happen to everyone. You know, not all people are interested in horses if they spend time with them. There are mothers who take their daughters to lessons and they don't get obsessed. So I don't know what it struck in me specifically, but it just became, yeah, an obsession in a way. And I'm glad it did, because it really changed my life, which is kind of cool.
I love the moment in the book where you come home from work and you have a stack of mail waiting for you, and inside is a set of your own writing from whenever you were a child, that your mother, who had recently passed, saved all of this writing from when you were little, and your sister sent it to you, and you were just getting interested in horses again, and you open up these little books and stories, and there are the horses from before.
Right, yeah. And I remember those things, too. I still have them, actually. One of the pieces was my mom, who was a teacher, would give me like little writing assignments when I was a kid. And so she, at the top of the page, wrote, write what you most want to be. And I wrote a writer. And then write what you love the most. And I drew a picture of a horse. So yeah, I was like, oh, wow, this totally validates everything that I am. I'm a writer. And I also apparently loved horses all my life. So yeah, that was really cool to get that. Definitely.
And you talked about Buddy sort of teaching you lessons about how to be a better person. But it seems like one of the things I took away from the book is you were sort of figuring out who you used to be. you know, who you thought you were whenever you were a child, as you were also sort of coming into your own as an adult. And there was this sort of integration that was happening that I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. The writer John McPhee talks about everything that he's written about in his long career as a writer are things that he was interested in before he was 12. And I think that that was the same thing that I found out, too. It's like all of the things that I had thought I was supposed to do, you know, traditional marriage and a career and this and that, fell away. And I returned to the things that I loved to do, which involved horses and being outdoors. I mean, I grew up in the country in New England. And writing. And so, yeah, I came back to myself, definitely.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on now? Is this similarly taking up an interest from childhood?
In a way, yeah. I'm working on a piece, a book, I think, that's about my childhood, but not really about me. It's more about my mother. She was undiagnosed bipolar, so it made for an interesting childhood. But it also, I think it was so hard for her to be herself. She was really an independent woman, got married later in life, had children when she was in her late 30s and 40s, so didn't really want to have the traditional life, but there she was. She had it. I was born in 1958, so this is the 1960s. And she really was drawn to all the things that were happening in the 60s, yet here she was living in a suburb with two children. She's a stay-at-home mom. And not only was she bipolar, but her life was kind of bifurcated too. So I'm trying to write about that and do it with a sense of compassion, even though it was very difficult having her as a mom. I also feel a real sense of empathy for her plight in a way. So that's what I'm working on now.
I wonder if the vivid presence that Buddy brought out in you has changed the way that you engage the writing process or sort of investigating maybe even some topics that you might not have felt safe sort of approaching in the past.
I think it does, yeah. One thing we talk about in the discipline of writing that I do, which is dressage, is we talk about soft eyes, which means that instead of looking straight ahead at where you're going, you rely a lot on your peripheral vision and, you know, being able to just take in everything around you. And I think that that way of perceiving has informed how I think about writing, how I think about teaching, that I want to take in not just what's directly in front of me, but also what's at the edges of my consciousness and my perception. And so I think that that really informs a lot of what I do in everything, writing, teaching, riding, being with people. So yeah, horses have taught me a lot, and Buddy definitely was my first best teacher.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jean.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly.
I've been talking with Jean Harper, author of Still Life with Horses. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.